CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Douglas County School Board members took the first steps Wednesday in deciding how to hire a new superintendent. It was the first time that members of the public could comment after the board fired the previous superintendent, prompting a community protest and student walkout. Marie Kay was one of dozens of people who criticized the conservative board majority for firing Superintendent Corey Wise without cause and without public comment.
You owe this community transparency into the direction you want to take this district. You owe us transparency, communication, and respect when it comes to the selection of a new superintendent.
A former Aspen City Council member is the latest Democrat to try to take on Representative Lauren Boebert in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. Here's CPR's Megan Verlee.
In his campaign launch, Adam Frisch took aim at Boebert's support of President Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Frisch is the 8th Democrat in the crowded primary field. Just last week, Scott Yates, known mainly for his fight to end daylight saving time, also entered the race. Boebert is in her first term and faces two primary challengers of her own. Her district favors Republicans by 9 points. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Jason Crow has introduced a bill that would prevent members of Congress from collecting a federal pension if they're convicted of a felony sexual crime. Crow said the bill is modeled on similar standards for members of the military. Yesterday's storm helped put Front Range snowfall for this winter back on track. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Denver International Airport has logged almost 30 inches of snow so far this winter. That's about average for this point in the season. It's a big turnaround from a few months ago when the metro area recorded its first measurable snowfall later than it had in decades. The recent storms have helped improve drought conditions along the Front Range and Eastern Plains. Forecasters expect warm and sunny weather this weekend, but there's a chance we'll see more snow early next week. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
And it is back to sunny weather for much of the state today and into the weekend. In Denver, highs today near 40 and warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.